there, my name is Gabrielle and I'm very excited to welcome you on this new podcast episode from the show Berlin de Toi. Since 2021, I have been meeting with inspiring and engaged persons living here in Berlin, and there are over 50 episodes that you can discover in French, German and English in mostly all platforms. So make sure to tune in. Usually, we have thrilling discussion about who these people are, how they arrived in Berlin or grew here, how they developed their skill, passion, enterprise. And today, we're having a different kind of episode because I'm here alone and I'll be talking about the topics of networking tips. As you may know or have heard of or even participated in one of them, we host several networking events on a regular basis in Berlin, which I call the Berlink. And the 2024 Berlink edition, Berlin is a Party, will be hosted together with the podcast and the web media lepetitjournal.com and supported by the Berlin-based work regulation attorney Jean-Baptiste Abel, whom perfectly speaks German, French and English. Even though we tend to host our events in German and French, this only means that we try not to speak English. We all, or at least most of us, live in Germany, and guys, we have to deal with it, you know? So the Berlink are really sought as a way to improve our language skill while meeting other person at a larger scale. So even though you may not perfectly speak German or not understand at all a word of French, feel very welcome to join in as long as you're ready to practice the skills and willing to grow your personal and professional networks. Yes, as said, you will be hearing some French during the evening, but I think the most of us do agree that it sounds nicely anyway, so it shouldn't be that much of a disturbance. Without any further ado, let's dive in. Here are my five networking tips to take the best out of a networking event, especially if you're joining the Berlink. I have been joining different networking events on different occasions, and even though I have read a bit about like how can you take the best out of it and all, I have made my own five tips that I'm willing to share with you today, because with the Berlink, we tend also to meet with different people and a large diversity of people, and we're quite proud of it. So we have young and older people, people from different backgrounds, different enterprise, freelancer, artists, startup founders, sponsors. So we have a large diversity of events, and this episode is also sought for the people who are meeting for the first time, who are maybe joining this event, who never really went to it or do not know how to proceed, or are coming alone. I'm proud of you if you are. Or maybe joining with someone else for the first time. Here are my five tips for you. First of all, and this you can do before joining the event, is to set an intention. Why are you coming to this event? I always say, our networking event are not the place where you talk with your buddy or with your friend. It's not the place, therefore. Networking events are incredibly special and unique in the sense that people come knowing that they are here, willing to meet new people. I mean, it's incredible. You don't have that often. You don't have often the space and the opportunity to take the time to meet other ones. So please don't come just to talk with your friends or your buddy or this guy you haven't seen for a long time. I think the best is to set an intention and be clear about what you're looking for. Are you looking for new friends? Are you looking for a business sponsor? Do you want some partners, clients? Are you looking for a job? Be honest with yourself. There are no right or wrong answer. Everything is fine, but just be honest. The second tip is when you just arrive to the event. I named it Read the Room. I know it's not really the right expression for it, but I do really like how descriptive it is. What I mean with it is at our Berlink or at every networking event, I guess, you always have a lot of people. For us, it's usually between 60 to 75 people. It is a lot, and you'll probably do not know all of them, and you'll quite surely will not have the possibility to talk with every one of them in the limited time of the event. So the idea is, before rushing in and just joining a group of person or hanging around, I would suggest you to take a step back, read the room in sense of look at the different people who are here and try to feel like the vibe, maybe trust your gut. I usually do so that I spot 3 to 5 person where I have like kind of a good feeling and I'm like, okay, these 5 people, I want to have talked to them until the end of the evening. So take the time to look at it and trust your gut, because this is what exciting is when you come to an event. You don't know the people who are there. I never know the label or the company or whatever these people are. I just have a good feeling and then I go for it. And if not, then I move to the next one. My third tips is, when you start to speak with someone, is the KISS method. I think it's a very beautiful name, by the way. So KISS is for keep it short and simple. Of course, it's not from me, obviously, but I really like it. So stay aligned with your intention. Keep it short and simple. You do not have to talk about your whole life. At the evening, nobody will remember it either way. So maybe pick like 3-4 stuff, or maybe concentrate on the fact why you're here. Which is also quite interesting when you focus on what you're looking for, is often you might have someone who says, oh, funny you're talking about this, because I heard that guy, that girl in the room who we're talking about this to, and bam, you make a new connection even quicker than you could have expected. My fourth tip is, move forward, move on. At one evening, sometimes you might be stuck in a group of person or just with one person, and the conversation is going on, but you don't have the feeling you're taking the most out of it. And as said, the networking event is limited in time. If you have the feeling you're kind of not taking the most out of it, just move on. Please don't be rude. Stay polite. Find an excuse if you need to. I mean, you don't have to say, I'm annoyed, I'm gonna go. You don't have to. But just, you can say, for example, oh, I saw that person, I wanted to talk to them, thank you, goodbye. Or I want to grab a drink at the bar, or I want to go to the toilet, whatever. But just feel free to move on, stay in control of your evening, and if you're just willing to go. My fifth and last networking tip would be, work starts now. One of our basic idea of doing networking event is not only like grow your LinkedIn with 3 or 5 or 20 more people and just have like a huge set of visit card at the end of the event. The reason why you're meeting people is coming back to the set of the intention, the first tip. So the work starts now in sense of, when you're having a good conversation, you have a good vibe, you have a good feeling, whatever, you can already think, why should we meet again? How? When should we meet again? And maybe like just grab your telephone, your agenda or so, and plan the next coffee, the next meeting, the next... The Berlin, the event in himself, is really made for you to do the connection. You will be the one responsible after to nurture and nourish them. So while you're joining the event, just give yourself the opportunity to already put the basement of a relationship in with the person. So you can do a small sum up. We talked about this. I'll be happy to next week. And then you'll open the opportunity to grow together and have a long-lasting relationship. The idea of this tips is more about giving you a whole guideline, and then that you will have heard at least once, but then feel free to move around it and use them according to your own personality. So let me just resume them all together. The first is, set an intention, why you're here, who you want to meet. The second is, read the room, trust your gut. The third is KISS method, keep it short and simple. The fourth is, move forward, move on, stay polite. And the fifth is, work starts now. What basis do you want to put? On which basis do you want to flourish and develop a relationship? Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you've learned something. Let me know what are your networking tips, or if you have different, or if you want to add something to it. We'll be, as said, very exciting to welcome you at one of our next Berlink events. Please feel free to come accompanied with also with someone. It was actually one of our basics first ideas of the Berlink, was to say it will be really fun if we had each time someone coming with someone from a different background, nationality, speaking language, and all those kind of stuff. So feel free also to join with, for example, a German speaking or a German native. As said, this is the room that is giving to you, which is not a classroom, which is not work, just to develop, to practice at a larger scale with different people, to grow your personal and professional networkings in Berlin. Listen to the other episode of Berlin de Toi, and see you next time. Thank you very much for your attention. Have a nice day. Bye.